Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, God's Will to Heal. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
We look not at the things that are seen, but at the things that are not seen. Because the things that are seen are temporal, temporary. Everything you see is temporary, subject to change. Most everything you see used to be different. Huh? If it changed from that to this, it could change from this to something else. Everything you see and feel is changing and can be changed. But the things that are not seen are eternal. They don't change. Go back to John 10. I think I can finish up with this. Oh, glory to God. Man, there's a bunch of good things right there. Isn't this bad? Yes. I don't want to leave that off, but... Well, you got time for one more verse, don't you? I know you do. Find Matthew 12 and hold on to John 10. We'll just go right from there to there. Matthew 12. John 10, then we're going to Matthew 12. Just look with me in John 10 right now if you need to turn later. He said, the thief comes not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I'm come that they might have life and they might have it more abundantly. Who has come? Very next phrase says what? Who came? The good shepherd came. Why? So you could have the abundant, overflowing, surplus life, too much kind of life. The Lord is my shepherd, that's abundant life. You're not lacking. You're not wanting. You're not in need. Oh, this is wonderful. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. He said, he that's a hireling and not the shepherd, who's on the sheep or not, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf catches them and scatters the sheep. The hireling flees because he's a hireling and cares not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. He says it again. Is he? Yes, he is. He said it once, it would have been true. Keep saying it. Why? It's a great truth for eternity. I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and I am known of mine. Somebody say, he knows me. And I know him. And he's my good shepherd. I won't follow a stranger. But I follow him fully. He said, as the Father loves me, knows me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. Other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them I'll bring. They'll hear my voice. There'll be one fold and one shepherd. Did you know there's not going to be any Baptist parts of heaven, or Pentecost parts of heaven, or Word of Faith parts of heaven, or Catholic parts of heaven? One fold, one flock, one shepherd. Therefore does my Father love me because I lay down my life that I may take it again. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Man, this is so good. Verse 27. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any pluck them out of my hand. Who's bigger than the shepherd? Then why does the wolf get so many of them? I've already told you twice. Why? All we like sheep have gone astray. Left the flock. Gone off on their own. Doing their own thing. But if you stay close to him, you stay in his will, you obey him, can anything overpower him? Is there anything big enough, bad enough, terrible enough to rip you out of the hand of your shepherd and take you out from his care and his protection? Nothing. Nobody. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. Nothing can separate us from the hand of our great shepherd. What did he say? My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man, actually it just means nothing, is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. Man, when you're pressing up against the leg of the shepherd, you are safe. There is no disease. There is no devil. There is no curse. There is no accident. There is nothing that can get past him or through him or over him, because he is greater than all. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Now finally. Now, did you know Paul said finally, brethren, halfway through Philippians? He did. So I'm in good company. This is my second closing. What do you care? Where are you going? You in a rush? Matthew 12. What we're talking about here tonight is true forever. It's true forever. You can live on this rest of your life. Not my words, not my thoughts. He said, I am the good shepherd. Nothing, nobody can pluck you out of my hand. The Father that gave them me is greater than all. And nobody can pluck you out of his hand. Matthew 12. Now here's what I want you to notice. We're still answering the question. We've already answered it, but we're just confirming it. So I don't want you to think that the reason we believe in healing is because I preached a fast message one time and we got excited. We've given scripture after scripture, haven't we?
Yes, sir.
Verse after verse. Truth after truth. The Bible said in the mouth of two or three witnesses. We're at reason number 19. Right? And we're sure. Matthew 12, 10. There was a man that had a withered hand. They asked him, they said, is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath days? Matthew 12, 10. That they might accuse him. And he said to them, what man shall there be among you that shall have one, what?
Sheep.
One sheep. And if it falls into a pit on the Sabbath day, will he not lay hold on it and lift it out? Now, why is he saying this? Because a man here has got a withered hand, sickness, disease. And he compares it to an animal in distress, doesn't he? Just about any Christian that would try to argue with you that it might not be God's will to heal you all the time, if their little dog is tied up in a fence, their little cat has fell down in a ditch, would you ever see them go out there and kneel down by the fence and go, Lord, now I know Kitty needs help, but I realize it might not be your will to help Kitty. Huh? I know my dog is hungry. I've seen him out there looking at the bowl for 3 days. But I'm just not sure if it's your will. He's sick. I see him out there laying, panting. He needs help. But I understand it might not be your will for him to be healed. Why would that be any different than what Christians say they believe about God in church? Are we not his sheep? Now, I know some folk don't like this, but does he have a double standard?
No.
Does he?
No.
Is he going to reprove and correct shepherds by not feeding the sheep and caring for the sick, and he himself does not?
No.
If we believe this, it might not be his will always to heal. We ought to be consistent with our own pets and livestock. Shouldn't we?
Yes,
we ought to pray and go, I know my cow's in the ditch, but I got to see if it's God's will to get her out. People laugh at that. They go, oh, that's ridiculous. Not any more ridiculous than you saying it might not be God's will to heal you.
Right.
Not anymore. And these are not my words. Remember, I'm reading what Jesus said.
Right.
Come on now. Are you with me or not? I didn't make this up.
Right.
I'm reading what he said.
Right.
Come on, read with me. Read with me. What did he say? Verse 11. Somebody's got a sheep. It falls in a pit on the Sabbath day. Will he not lay hold of it and lift it out? How much then is a man better than a sheep? Verse 13, he said to the man, stretch your hand out. And he stretched it forth and it was restored. It was healed just like the other one.
Yes.
Glory to God. You got enough sense to feed your dog?
Yes.
You got enough sense to get your cat out of the fence wire? You got enough sense to get your pet out of the pit?
Yes, sir. Come on.
And yet, try to sit up in church and say it might not be God's will to get you out of your problem and your mess. That's not the only time he said it. Don't turn there, but Luke 13. Luke 13, the woman with the spirit of infirmity. When he healed her, they got mad about it. And he said, you hypocrite. Every one of you will loose his ox or his ass from the stall and lead him away to watering. And not this woman being a daughter of Abraham whom Satan is bound. Lo, these 18 years be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day. Second time, he compared a person in sickness to an animal in distress. Third time, Luke 14. There was a certain man that had the dropsy. This is somebody swollen with fluids. Jesus answered and spoke to the lawyers and Pharisees, is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath day? They held their peace. He took him and healed him and let him go. And he told them, which one of you, having an ass or an ox fallen into a pit, will not straightway pull him out on the Sabbath day? Three times. He compares people being sick to animals in distress. And if you don't pray over helping animals in distress, you ought not pray if it's God's will for you to be healed or not. If you believe the Bible, say it out loud. The Lord is my shepherd.
The Lord is my shepherd.
Stand up on your feet and say it out loud. The Lord is my shepherd.
The Lord is my shepherd.
I shall not want.
I shall not want.
The Lord is my shepherd.
The Lord is my shepherd.
I will not lack.
I will not lack.
The Lord is my good shepherd.
The Lord is my good shepherd.
I will always be fed.
I will always be fed.
He prepares a table.
Of abundance.
In front of me.
He anoints my head with oil.
Oil is a type of healing anointing.
Yes.
Say it out loud, my cup runs over.
I do not lack.
I do not want.
He's my good shepherd.
He leads me.
He
feeds me.
He heals me.
He protects me.
He's my good shepherd.
Oh, let's praise him a little bit for it. Father, we bless your holy name. Glory to your holy name.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The Good Shepherd, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R2020. That's R20020, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith be to God.